Test 3, Section 3. You will hear two medical students, Caitlin and Hideki, discussing options for courses. You now have 15 seconds to read questions 21 to 23.
Hi, Hideki. How are you?
Fine. I'm glad I bumped into you. Have you got 5 minutes to sit down and discuss our extra course options for next term?
Yeah, sure. You mean the support courses for our modules?
Yes. We've got 3 choices, and I'm not sure which would be best for us to do.
Let's have a look. Yeah, we could do science and ethics. Sounds quite interesting.
Yes, but I think we should be thinking what we get out of each course.
Mm.
So, science and ethics, there's a lot of reading and research to do. And I don't think it comes up in the exams, does it?
I'm not sure. I see we have to do assignments and we get our score from that. But what it would do is to force us to get better at doing essays and reports, you know, organizing them and using the right kind of language.
Mm.
Might be worthwhile.
Yeah, you're right. An alternative is the pharmacology prelim course.
Oh.
I think it's in case we want to go on to transfer to pharmacology at the end of the year, because lots of students do.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends what we want to do in the future. But apparently, they send you off to find out about various companies and the differences between their products. It would give you lots of practice in investigative studies and analysis. I think I'd quite enjoy that.
Yes, I see your point. Then the other option is reporting test results. Sounds a bit boring. Not sure why they have a separate course just for that.
Well, I could certainly do with some help in that. Because if you go out into industry, that's what you'll spend most of your time doing.
Mm.
So it's got a very practical application.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go for pharmacology.
Me too.
You now have 30 seconds to read questions 24 to 30.
So, let's have a look at it in more detail. Oh, goodness. If we do pharmacology, then we have to do a supplementary maths course.
Oh, no, that's not fair.
Mm.
Mind you, I think I need it. Does that mean we have twice as many lectures?
No. This maths is only a short course. The chemistry department are responsible, and they do it in the third term. So, we've got all next term to settle into the pharmacology bit.
Oh, I find the tutor makes a real difference. Some of them make chemistry so easy, and some of them I can't understand at all. Like that one we had from Oxford University.
Oh.
Mind you, the one on this course should make sense because he's a lecturer who's coming in for a few weeks from industry. So, at least it'll be linked to the real world.
Yeah. The project we have to do on this pharmacology course is huge, and it doesn't give us much time. We have to make a decision about what we want to do on the project as soon as we start in January, and then hand in our plans before the end of the month.
Doesn't give us much time to sort out what's possible or not.
Mm.
I mean, doesn't the scale of our project depend on what resources we can have, like what equipment we can use?
I suppose so, though I think there's plenty available. For example, it says that if we need to do any experiments, then we can use all the equipment in the new lab, as long as we book it.
Oh, okay. It's slowly beginning to take shape for me. I think it'll be a good course. I'm just worried that I get enough support to do it.
I think you'll be okay. And the tutors are always available if you get stuck.
Actually, it says that if you're not sure, then in December, they'll be running one or two additional seminars. So I might go to those.
Actually, what's quite interesting is that at the end of the course, when our project is completed, then we have to do a presentation on it.
Oh.
I think that's quite good practice.
Oh, a bit scary, though.
Well, it shouldn't be too bad, as they say that we can do it in pairs. Oh. Spread the load, as it were.
Good. I have done presentations before, but I'm always very nervous. And is the presentation what we're assessed on, then?
Let me look. It says that we have an interview and we get a mark for the whole course depending on how well we do in that.
Oh, right. Okay. So I